जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरवन चारी जमुना तीरवन चारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayam Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Ashwadarshat Shishimat His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayam Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Ashwadarshat Shishimat Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananda Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Ki श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की नवदीप जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की संकीर्तन यज्ञ की बृहद मृदंग की संवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज All gurus to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Hey Krishna. So we'll begin our class with we'll begin our Sunday feast discussion. Before that we'll begin with the prayers. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं सापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यम् तदाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातम् सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सहगना ललितां श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So today in the Sunday feast class, we will talk something about one of our great acharya. Tomorrow Monday is a disappearance day of one of our great acharya, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. On eve of his disappearance day, we thought of discussing something from the life sketch of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So before we start beginning that, we'll just recite his pranam mantra. You can repeat after me. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Dinamine, Shivashabhanavi Devi Daitaya Krupabdhaye, Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhave Nama, Madhurojvala Premadhyaya Shirupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vikrahaya Namostute. Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Viruddha Pasiddhanta Dvanta Harine. Hare Krishna. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as Srila Prabhupada, he was his father was Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And if you know the parampara line of our Srila Prabhupada, who was founder acharya of ISKCON society, his guru Maharaj was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his guru Maharaj was Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and he took shiksha from Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So actually, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his father is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, you know, when Bhakti Vinod Thakur was in this world, there was, like, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years back, that time 3 centuries back. And after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the planet, few years after that, there was a dark period for the Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Because during this time, there had been lot many apasampradaya and superficial practices of Vaishnavism came about. And during this time, like, this practice of Vaishnavism, Gaudiya Vaishnavism, was very much falsely represented by rogues and so-called devotees. So seeing all that, all the educated mass of that time was, rather than attracting to the Lord Chaitanya's movement, they were going away from Lord Chaitanya's movement. They were running away from the Vaishnavas because of those false practices. So in the name of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are many apasampradayas who are exploiting the people, exploiting their sentiments and harassing them. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, understanding all this scenario, he almost single-handedly that time, he fought back with all these people, all the corrupted forms of practices and apasampradayas. He even went on, filing the case against the so-called avatars. There have been so many avatars who falsely claim that he is the new avatar of Vishnu, or Shiva, or Brahma, or Kalaki, something like that. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he went on exposing all of them, exposing all their corrupt practices, even to the extent they were exploiting people, they were womanizing in the name of all that going into the Vaishnavism. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, at the same time, now again fighting with this apasampradaya was there, but again to restore Vaishnavism, teaching, the pure teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
the pure teaching which was given to us by six Goswamis was almost lost. So he has to restore that. So he extensively was writing literature, Vaishnava literature, based on the teachings of six Goswamis. He gave a very proper understanding of Vaishnavism. So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had a prophecy that in every town and country and village, my name will be sung. But that time, if that prophecy has to be understood, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we could see that practically there was a no society of a pure Vaishnava existing that time. And how could the name will spread all over the world? So, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a lot much faith in the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words, that it will come true in some days, in few days. And he writes, he says, there will be unparalleled Harinam Sankirtan will be propagated all over. And he quotes, I will quote Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, Oh, for that day when the fortunate English, French, Russian, Prussian and American people will take up the banners, mridanga, kartal and perform kirtan throughout their streets and towns. Oh, for the day when the Western fair-skinned men from one side while chanting Jai Sri Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan, embracing the devotees of our country and coming from the another side. So he envisioned that this is going to happen because it is a Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's word. Now for us to understand this is very easy because we are seen. If you have seen, you know, even in Mayapur and any place around the world, we get so many videos all around the world how the Sankirtan movement is spread in so many nooks and corners, whether it is a US, whether it is a European country, Russia, or a communist country, or even any African or North American country. You know, in every part of the world, this Harinam Sankirtan is spreading. But that time, the pure teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lost. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was envisioning how this will happen, but he had the faith. So he had a lot more longing for this, that this should come realized soon. But how, the time was folding up. So once when he was, he got a dream of Lord Jagannath. In his dream, Lord Jagannath said, so that time Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in a Puri and he was a magistrate. That time magistrate was a very highly ranked position. So he was a magistrate into the government. So Lord appeared to him in a dream and he said, I didn't bring you to Puri to just execute the legal work, but to establish the Vaishnava Siddhanta. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he responded the plea that your teaching now has been so much, deprived by this people. So, and I have not much left of my life. My life is passing away now. I don't have much time now. So please send someone of yours, of your man, to help me to start this movement. He was begging for a ray of Vishnu. And that time Lord said, okay, you go to Jagannath temple and you pray to Vimala Devi for a son. And as it happened, and even there before, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's father, that means Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Thakur's grandfather, he actually predicted that there will be an extraordinary sadhu who is going to come into the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And that prophecy was fulfilled. In 1874, there was a child born to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhagwati Devi. He was nothing but that ray of Vishnu which Bhaktivinoda Thakur was looking forward. So when the child was just as the child was child came from the after praying to the Bimala Devi, that's why the child was named as Bimal Prasad. So when he was just a 5 month old, that time Rathyatra procession, Jagannath Rathyatra was going on in the Jagannath Puri. And you know that the Jagannath Puri is such a beautiful procession of Lord Jagannath from the main temple to the Gundija temple happens on the Rathyatra day. But during that time, it was that year was very unusual that this Rathyatra was halted for almost 3 days on the Grand Road. And where? Exactly in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that time, day and night, along with the devotees, he was performing kirtan. The guard could not move. Taking that as an opportunity, Bhagavati Devi, mother of Bhakti Siddhanta, Bimala Prasad, she took out that child and put it in front of Lord Jagannath. And very spontaneously, that little baby, 5 months old, he put his hand and touched the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. Immediately, Lord Jagannath reciprocated back. And a wonderful garland fell off from Lord Jagannath and encircled little Bimala Prasad. And then the devotees understood, yes, this is actually he is actually the ray of Vishnu. So the same day they carried out Annaprashan ceremony of Bimal Prasad by giving him Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasad. Traditionally, there is one ceremony which is observed that a child is given placed in front of few objects like a grain, food, money and Srimad Bhagavatam, which he catches first to know his inclination. Little Bimal Prasad, he spontaneously grabbed Srimad Bhagavatam, and all devotees understood his spiritual inclination from his childhood. So when he was not just a 4 year old, one time it so happened that they had a mangoes in the house, and he picked up a mango and he was eating it. So, but which was not yet offered to the Govardhan Shila, which was worshipped that time in the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur rebuked him and said, food should not be enjoyed before it is offered to the Lord. Nothing should be taken unless it is offered to Lord Shri Krishna. We should not take anything which is not offered to Krishna. Understanding, so he was saying that this is an offense. So Bhakti Siddhanta, little Bimal Prasad, he understood. He was just 4 year old. Understanding that it is an offense, he took the vow that he will not eat mango again. Just a 4 year old. Later he became such a great leader, a known guru for so many, right? Spreading the mission all over India. But even then, somebody offered him a mango. He said he never accepted. He always used to say, when somebody offered the mango, he said, I am the offender. I cannot take mangoes. So lifelong, he didn't accept any mangoes. He was so persistent in his determination. Some mistake happened when he was just in childhood of 4 years old. But see, that was such a persistent determination he had shown even from his childhood. So Bimal Prasad, he was just a 7 year old. He started chanting on a Tulsi beads. This Tulsi beads was given to him by Bhaktivinoda Thakur when he came back from Puri. And he also, so that time, they had a house known as Bhakti Bhavan. When they were building that house, they unearthed one Shila, Kurmadev Shila, Shaligram Shila. So, seeing that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, generally the tradition is, if you get a Shaligram Shila, you offer it to some Brahmana to worship it. But Bimal Prasad was so much attached and insisting that this Shaligram Shila he want to worship. After so much of such a such a longing he had shown at just 7 years old. Bimal Prasad showing such a longing, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave him this Shaligram Shila to worship, and he actually dictated him all the detailed procedure how to offer the worship, what all the process need you to carry out to take care of Shaligram Shila. He taught him all the procedure and he started offering just from the 7 year old. You know, many of us may have began, you know, at the just 7 years old, but didn't last just 1 or 2 years also, right? I remember one of my family members, he used to very diligently worship in the morning, around in the morning times. He used to very diligently worship the deities at home. But then, you know, Doordarshan started playing in the morning times on Sundays. They started playing the series of songs that was called as Rangoli in the morning time, 7 o'clock, 7:30. So one of that family member who was very diligent about his worship, but because he was so much attached to the songs, wherever the worship was, he used to halt that worship, and the worship was shifted to the television box, right? So we also start something, but we doesn't last long. But Bimal Prasad had such a sincere desire to worship even at such an early age. He was not an ordinary boy. He was really an exceptional boy. Not just that, he had such an ability to remember anything. Whatever he is reading, he used to remember, and he could comprehend later at any times. He used to recollect any passage what he read long time back also. So that's why he was called, even at the, you know, later age at 30s and 50s, he was recalling what he read, some passage into his childhood. And that's why he was known as living encyclopedia. There was no Wikipedia that time. There was no Google, right? But he could memorize everything. That was such a sharp memory of Bimal Prasad. Because he didn't waste his childhood, like Prahlad Maharaj, he didn't waste his childhood in such a frivolous activities, but he was spontaneously attracted for Krishna Bhakti. So for his schooling and education, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he decided to give him the best possible secular education. Now we may wonder why he was given a secular education, because all the family was very much involved into devotional services. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur knew if the mission has to spread all over, right? So he has to interact, he has to reach out to the leaders of the society. To reach out to the leaders of the society, he has to have a good secular education. And not just that, to be accepted by the educated, solitary, learned scholars and dignified members of the society, he, to be acceptable in their terms, he should have a good degree. So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur admitted him into a best of the schools and gave him best of the education. At just age seven, he could memorize Bhagavad Gita shlokas. And not just that, he could give the meaning of every of those memorized Bhagavad Gita shlokas in a proper Vaishnava understanding. So, one time, his teacher, mathematics teacher, outside of his class, he was asking few students, some their views about teachings of Bible. And everyone was didn't say anything upright. But Bimal Prasad, he told, the Bible which has a prayers like, God give us our daily bread, this resembles to us like, you know, some of our, prayers for songs for some Durga Devi worshippers who says Janam Dhanam, Janam Dehi, Dhanam Dehi. So it appears like that, and it is not actually the pure devotion. Supreme Lord is an object of our devotion. And he said, If somebody is chanting the holy name of the Lord, if somebody is chanting the holy names of God, but with an intention that God in return should serve me, He should serve me, He should satisfy my needs, then where is the question of devotion to the Lord? Actually, you are not worshipping Lord, but you are worshipping just your needs. You just want to satisfy your needs. And that's why it doesn't, these kind of prayers are actually has nothing to do with the devotion. And those people who are chanting the names of Lord, having that kind of intention, they have no devotion. They have no sign of a devotion in their heart. He was so clear and emphatic on the principles. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was giving him a training, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that time he used to have a Vishwa Vaishnava Sabha. He used to organize a Vishwa Vaishnava Sabha where the people, very dignified people used to come, and they used to, Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to lecture around different topics of Vaishnavism. So that time he used to give lectures on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that is book by Rupa Goswami Pad. So Rupa Goswami Pad, he has given elaborate description of how, what is a bhakti and how bhakti should be carried out. What is a pure form of bhakti? All that description was given in a Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. A Bhaktivinoda Thakur was giving lecturing into the Vishwa Vaishnava Sabha over this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And Bimal Prasad, he never missed any lecture. Rather, he used to go along with his father, accompanying the father, carrying this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this manuscript, along with the father. And he used to very diligently hear what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also had one publication known as Sajjan Toshini. This magazine he was printing. So that time he has to manage all that printing, publishing, proofreading, editing, everything, and operating machines. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur trained Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, little Bimal Prasad, into all these things. Even to the extent, if there is some error happened into the in the machine operations, he could able to correct that. That much training Bimal Prasad he received. Little same Bimal Prasad, when he became Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and he established the Gaudiya Mission, Gaudiya Math all over the world. So in his logo of Gaudiya Mission, he put in his logo he had a Radha Krishna deities, then he had a worshipable paraphernalia, he had a Kartal and Mridang, he had a Bhagavatam, right? He had so many other things he had, all the symbols. But in that logo, along with the Kartal, Mridang and Bhagavatam and everything, puja paraphernalia, aarti, everything, he added printing press. Printing press was added into that logo. And one gentleman, he asked, "Your society is such a traditional society, a spiritual society coming from Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why did you add this printing press in your logo? This is a foreign item. Why did you add this in your logo?" That time Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "Anything which is used into service of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a foreign and is not an Indian. It is totally spiritual. It carries all the spiritual capability, because this printing press is used to spread words and teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then how it can be a matter? It is all the more spiritual." So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur considered this printing press is as good as an aarti paraphernalia, right? As good as like a kartal and a mridang, right? So he used to consider this printing press as a brihad mridanga, the great mridanga. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he from those time he was utilizing that utility is the principle. Later on, Bimal Prasad, he studied Sanskrit grammar and Jyotish. Bimal worked upon two very scholarly work about, very complicated mathematical astronomy. He worked upon the two two of the granthas, that was Siddhanta Shiromani and Surya Siddhanta. These he translated when he was just a 15-year-old. That means just somebody who was in the 10th or 11th. That time, such a complicated theories, he could translate, comprehend. And that's how then he earned the title of Siddhanta Saraswati. That time, from that time he was known as Siddhanta Saraswati. Even then he started writing so many spiritual essays on different topics. So so sometimes he came across some malpractices going on in the name of religion. In the name of a renounce order, so many malpractices are going on. And he was very disheartened. So he thought of, he wanted few of his companions to take up to a good exemplary life. And that's why he formed one society during his college days known as Chir Kumar Sabha. What was this Chir Kumar Sabha? That was association of lifelong bachelors who will take the vow of celibacy and live an exemplary life based upon the teachings of Shastra. But, you know, who could last in that Sabha was only Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. No one could retain the membership of that Sabha. And just Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur remained. During his college days, some scholar proposed some revision of astrological calendars. Siddhanta Saraswati, he pointed out so many discrepancies in his arguments that led to a great debate. And that debate was preceded by college principal. He was observing that debate. Siddhanta Saraswati could defeat all his arguments. But that didn't go gel properly with the principal of the college. And that's why later he has to quit college. Saraswati Thakur quit college. And he started working closely, started doing devotional service closely with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That time Bhaktivinoda Thakur was dictating Jaiva Dharma, very famous book of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which establishes actually the devotional platform, making very clear of what the Upasampradayas are, what actually the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a wonderful novel known as Jaiva Dharma. He was dictating it to Bhakti Siddhanta. So, so even during this debate, so one time it happened, quite a later years, a prominent and a stronghold of Jyotish from Banaras, he was proposing promoting a European astronomy, and he was trying to modernize the Indian astronomical testimonies. So he was modernizing, he was changing, and he was coming with a lot of theories. So on the request of many scholars, then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was called for the debate, and he said, please correct him. So he debated all his new theories and defeated all through. That time, Vice Chancellor of Calcutta University, he called upon and he declared, I reserved chair of astronomy for Siddhanta Saraswati. If he wants to take up, I reserve that. That was unprecedented for to offer such a chair, a dignified post to such a young man. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, of course, didn't go for it because he had an important mission to do. So, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he moved to Godrum Dweep in his house known as Swananda Sukhad Kunj. In his house, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was staying in the Godrum Dweep, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had a first time darshan of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. That was his guru. So, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, that time, he was reciting a wonderful song from Raghunath Das Goswami. And, giving, that was portraying a wonderful feeling of Raghunath Das Goswami. Hearing that, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's heart moved so much. So he was so much moved that he wanted to take an initiation. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also encouraged him to take initiation, directed him to Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj and to take initiation for the teachings from Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj. Now, who is Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj? See, one time we see that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was such a scholar. In his field, he was so expert. Even the university heads were, and he could defeat so many scholars, and university heads were giving such a wonderful post and position. Right? He was a living encyclopedia, right? Writing so many wonderful essays. And here, Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, he was totally illiterate. He didn't know how to read and write. But Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, he used to always prefer to live in a holy place, and he used to concentrate always on chanting, and he was not so much Goshtanandi, but he was a Bhajanandi. That means he was always immersed into chanting the holy names. Rejected all bodily comforts. He simply used to eat, sometimes raw earth, sometimes uncooked rice, right? He used to wear the cloths, he used to take the cloths from the dead bodies, which is thrown away from that. And that was a renunciation of Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj. And that's why he was called as Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye. So, Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, he rejected that very idea of initiation from him. Right? Because he knew Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he was son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's so educated, he's so scholar. He rejected. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he again asked, please give me initiation. That time, Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj said, I had given to one disciple, I had one disciple once, but he cheated on me, and that's why I am not giving initiation to anyone. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur insisted, he begged. That time, Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj said, okay, I will ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and if he gives permission, then we'll think. Next day, again, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he goes to Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj. Then Babaji Maharaj says, no, I forgot to ask. Third time again, Saraswati Thakur goes. Then Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, I asked to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he didn't give me any command. So that time Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was so devastated. And he then said, Karuna na hoile kandiya kandiya pranana rakhibo ar. What it means is, without your mercy, I will no longer sustain my life. Right? I will no longer sustain my life. I will just give up my life. Seeing that genuine desire and commitment, then Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj's heart melted. And then he accepted him as a disciple. He asked him to take a bath in a Ganges, and then he gave him initiation. So he became a Diksha Guru of great scholar Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So one time, Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, he never used to allow anyone to touch his feet. But one time he called upon Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he placed his feet on his head and ordered him, preach absolute truth and keep aside all activity. Preach absolute truth and keep aside all activity. That became a life's mission of Siddhanta Saraswati. So one time, one gentleman was very impressed by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's teachings and his work. So he asked, your preaching work is so, so scholarly and so well thought of. You look to be more of Goshtanandi, writing scholarly commentaries. But your Guru Maharaj is so different from you. Immediately Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, there is no difference, there is no disparity. As like you see this boat, so he was pointing to a boat. In a boat, boat is moved by engine, right? You can see the engine making lot of noise, right? You can see the engine is moving. You can see there's so many movement happening because of that engine, right? But why that is happening? Because it is connected to the battery. And battery is actually responsible for the engine to move, for the engine to work, for the engine's all activity. Right? So engine is moving, but the battery is stationary. Right? Engine, we can see engine making so much of sound, but battery is always silent. It just at one place, silent. And that's how he said, you may see me doing so many preaching activities, right? But I am like that engine, right? If that engine, as long as connected to the battery, it works on, it moves on, right? So my battery is my Guru Maharaj. Although he is not seen, he is silent, and he is not moving. But because of him, could do whatever is being ordered to me, right? So he said, without my Guru Maharaj, I am nothing. That was the humility of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Even though he had such a expertise in so many fields, but he himself considered, I am nothing without my Guru Maharaj. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, so later on, he went on to doing a lot of austerities in Shridham Mayapur. So he started following Chaturmas. So his Chaturmas, the vows of Chaturmas he was started following is he took from the, he saw Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj observing such a strict vows of Chaturmas. So he also was trying to follow it. So what was his Chaturmas? Before sunset, he decided to go. He used to have a one meal before sunset, and that was he himself has to cook only rice. That rice was not with the salt, not with any spices, but just a little touch of ghee. That's what he used to cook. And how he used to eat? He used to spread around on the earth that cooked rice, not on the plate, on the earth. And then he used to sit, hands locked, and he used to lean forward. He used to lean forward, and whatever he could grasp by his mouth, right, without touching, without utilizing the hand, he used to eat that. And once he again raised back to the position, he has to stop. That was only meal he was having it. Such a severe austerity he was doing it. During those times, he used to sleep on the earth bed. There was no mat. There was no beddings, there was no blanket, no pillow, right? He was carrying out such a severe austerity for that Chaturmas. Again, during the Mayapur time, he has taken a chanting vows. In 1905, he took a vow of chanting 3 lakhs holy name daily. Now what it means is, 1 lakh holy name means 64 rounds. So almost he was matching to the standard of Haridas Thakur, chanting all day round. So if not daily 3 lakhs, then he had decided that he will chant at least 10 million holy names monthly. And he had vowed to have a Shatakoti Naam Yajna. That means chanting 1 billion names of the Lord. And that he completed in front of one of the deity of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It took 9 years and 4 months to do this vow, to complete this 1 billion holy names. And this, the where he chanted in front of Lord Chaitanya's deity, this deity is still worshipped in a Rudramdeep Gaudiya Math. Still currently is worshipped, that deity of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So during that time, He had built a grass hut. So just a simple grass hut. And there was no bedding. He used to lie there just down on the earthen bed. So sometimes there was a harsh summer. So during that time he just has to close his hut. And sometimes in the rainy seasons, it used to be licked all around. So he used to sit under umbrella, but still continued chanting holy names of the Lord. That was his vow. So one may think that, okay, what he was doing is just a chanting. No. That time, he was also managing affairs of Yogpit. His deity worship and all the affairs, he was managing all the affairs at the Yogpit. Yogpit is the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only that time he was writing commentary on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit. Right? Not just that, but if any visitor used to come to Mayapur, because Mayapur was such a remote place, if any visitor used to come at the Yogpit, he used to spend so much time and giving elaborately discussing with him, because that guest has come to hear something from Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come to the Yogpit, to the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he used to give so much time to them. All this throughout was going on, right? With chanting the holy names, 1 billion. So he was not like giving excuse. No, I have done so many things. Now let me just cut down on something on chanting. He continued that vow. So, one time, there was in 1911, there was a group of smart brahmana who had arranged a big meeting at Sujangad, and they declared some anti-devotional manifesto, and they declared that unless one is born in a brahmana family, he cannot worship Shaligram Shila. He is any Vaishnava, even if he is a Vaishnava, but if he is not born in a Brahmana family, he cannot worship Shaligram Shila. And then they quoted that the Hari Bhakti Vilas, there are many things written in Hari Bhakti Vilas, but Hari Bhakti Vilas, those sections should be followed which doesn't contradict with the Smritis. They have made this, all these things just to, because the growing teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. That's why they came up together, all the smarts of Brahmanas, and they decided this manifesto. Now hearing this, there are many Vaishnavas were really, few Vaishnavas, mainly Shamanandi Gurus were very disappointed. That time Maharaj Mayur Bhanj, he was also very disappointed. So he arranged, in the same year, he arranged one public event, meeting, a large gathering very close to Sujangar, and he called upon Bhaktivinoda Thakur to come and speak and defeat, all that what is being stated earlier in this anti-devotional manifesto. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that time he was very sick. He had a rheumatic problem. He could not get up from the bed. In such a condition, he was literally crying out, is there no Vaishnava who can reply and present proper scriptural evidences for this? That time Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he penned down a wonderful essay showing the comparison between a Brahmana and a Vaishnava. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he presented that to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his father, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur read that essay, even though he was so sick that he could not get up from the bed, he sat on the bed. He was so jubilant to see and hear that essay. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur found out that he is the best person to go for this meeting, for that assembly. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to that assembly. A large crowd was expected. And people were knowing that there will be some disturbances. So even large police was also deployed there in the assembly. So, on the first day, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was not given a chance. He was just told to observe first. So he observed, and the next day, he was called for giving a speech. So at first, when he started, he glorified Brahmanism, he glorified Brahmana, quoting many scriptural evidences. And all the Brahmanas, Smartha Brahmanas sitting there, were very delighted. But soon he shifted the track and refuted all the smartha position and cleared a Vaishnava is only a Brahmana and that Vaishnava position is superior to Brahmana. Brahmana just by birth. Is so Vaishnava is more far superior than just a Brahmana who is just by birth. So that was very very emphatically and showing all the scriptural evidences. Everyone, no one could argue back. And further, there was further it was clarified. How did Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, defied all the casteism? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recognized a Muslim born Haridas Thakur, and he gave him position as a Namacharya, right? Acharya of holy name. He heard so much science of Krishna, science of Krishna consciousness, and such a deeper topics of Krishna consciousness from a so-called Shudra, Ramananda Rai. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard from Ramananda Rai. Also, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this Gaudiya torch to Rupa and Sanatan, who were actually rejected by Smartha Brahmanas because they served under a Muslim king. So he quoted all these things, and that was very clear that Vaishnava stands higher and superior to a Brahmana just by the birth. So all those rivals, they could not argue and they literally flee. And all the crowd became so jubilant that they rushed toward the stage and want to catch lotus feet of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. All were going and rushing. Understanding the danger, all the guards, they took Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur aside. They put his feet, they washed his feet, added more water, and then that forcibly, forcible act of that Charnamrut, and then they distributed that Charnamrut to everyone. And then the whole crowd was satisfied. After that, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has to put under the police protection because they were fearing that some people will harm them, the Smarthas may harm them. So, to that extent, that glory of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was spreading all over. Later, some of them started arguing about Lord Sri Vaishnavism and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's position. That also he defeated. The Vaishnava, he established the Vaishnava, how they are superior. Then again, in another time, he established how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he quoted from Shrutis and Smritis, from the Upanishads, from the Tantra, and from Puranas. And he established position of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hearing that, his Guru Maharaj, Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, was very much delighted hearing that from Bhakti Siddhanta. So, when Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj left his body, so he was very famous as a renunciate. So everyone was wanting Samadhi of Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj to be built into their own temples, right? Into their own akhada, so that the people can come and they can have more and more donations. They can attract more and more donations. So all the Babajis around, they gathered and they were literally fighting who will take Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj Samadhi, right? So who will build the Samadhi for Gaur Krishnadas Babaji? So, seeing all that chaos, police also arrived and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also arrived. So, all the so-called Babajis, they said that the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur cannot take because he is not a renunciate. He is not a Babaji. So, he cannot take that. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I am the only disciple of Babaji Maharaj. And although I have not taken Babaji Vesh, but I am a celibate Brahmachari. Right? And then he turned to all the Babajis and he said, so-called Babaji, and he said, if any one of you having a truly stainless character, then come ahead and touch Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Then he said, if any one of you who in the last 1 year didn't have any illicit connection, come forward. If not 1 year, then 6 months, 3 months, 1 month, or at least last 3 days. If you had no illicit connection, then come forward. seeing that purity of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, no one dared to come forward, and all of them showed their back. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, then he actually took the remnants of Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj and he built Samadhi for Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj. And then soon after that, his preaching mission started. It was about to begin. That time, in a dream, at Yogapit, he had a dream like a revelation, wherein Panchatattva, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, they appeared to him, and they were saying, "Why are you worrying? Begin the task of pure bhakti and distribute this Gauravani, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. Distribute his name, Gauranam. Fulfill the desires of Gaura, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's prophecy. Fulfill that desire, go on." And that was the beginning of his preaching mission. So 1918, on Gaur Jayanti, Siddhanta Saraswati, he took sannyas. And he was known thereafter Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So that time he was staying in a Mayapur, but he used to give a short visit to Kolkata, and he used to lecture into Bhakti Bhavan in the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he established Vishwa Vaishnava Sabha. So he used to go and used to give sometimes lecture. So there few people used to attend, and one of the regular audience from that, he commented that you have such a wonderful, glorious teachings of how you present that teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya is so glorious, but how many will come to hear from you when you are sitting at Mayapur? Kolkata is such a huge cosmopolitan city. People from all over the India, all over the world, they come here. Why don't you stay here and give these teachings, give this knowledge of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to these diverse people? So hearing that, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur started working upon it. And he, along with one of his disciples, Kunja Bihari Prabhu, he located one house that was near to the Ulta Danga Junction. So they rented out one place at Ulta Danga Junction, and then they named it as a Bhakti Vinod Asan, where that will be hive for the preaching mission, from where the preaching mission is going to expand. So the arrangement was, the ground floor was guest reception, where any guest comes, they will be received. First floor was a few devotee family, he arranged, they can stay there and maintain it. And the terrace was so big that the 250 people could be accommodated and can be lectured over. And he also had some place to keep his manuscripts and all the, literatures. That time, that house was costing 50 rupees. Rent was costing 50 rupees per month. But even they didn't have that capacity to pay back that rent. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, so everyone was worried, how will they cope up with this? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, "Don't worry for money. Preach. You just preach and money will come." And as they continued their preaching work, slowly, slowly the activity increased. It attracted many people. And Kunja Bihari Prabhu, he took over the management of Bhakti Vinod Asan of that place. Then he invited many learned and well-known people of Kolkata for lectures. And gradually, there was a lot of increase in his disciples, in his well-wishers. Right? And within a year of establishing Bhakti Vinod Asan, they had published 6 books. And everything was expanding slowly, slowly. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, then he re-established Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Vishwa Vaishnav Sabha, and he renamed it as a Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha. And he used to was continuously giving lecturing over teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and topics like that. Later, Bhakti Vinod Asan was known as popularly as Gaudiya Mission, Gaudiya Math, and sometimes called as Gaudiya Mission. And that started then all over the world, all over India. There was a rapid expansion in the mission because of fearless preaching of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And that's why he was known as Simha Guru or Acharya Keshari. Now, that means Acharya, like Acharya Keshari means he was like a lion. He had a lion-like qualities. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says, you know, these lion-like qualities Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had. He says, Chaitanya Simhera Navadvipe Avatar. Right? So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also roared like a lion. That means his holy name, his kirtan spread out everywhere. And that's how even fearlessly Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur spread this holy name all over. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur consistently objected the false practices of so-called devotees, apasampradayas. He always objected becoming guru by profession or charging for darshan of some temple or holy site or reciting Srimad Bhagavatam just for the monetary gains. He was very he always criticized these tendencies. So that's how, because there are many people who are doing all these things, apasampradayas, and that's why many enemies were built against his movement. So during one time, when he was taking so many duties across Gauramandal Parikrama, that means in a Navadvip Dham, they were going around, right, on Yatra. So they were going around the Yatra, and that time they had elephants, camels, horses, accompanying during the Yatra. On the elephant, they used to have a Radha Govind deity, and that was passing by. When this Yatra was passing by, one of the places in Navadvip, they were stopped by some hooligans, by some gundas. These gundas were nothing but employed by so-called, apasampradayas. They were employed to stop them. So there was a lot of ruksak, but somehow that day was gone. But the next day, they came and they charged on the devotees. So the Radha Govindji deity, they brought from the elephant, and they was like carrying forward that, please give us a way. But nothing could stop them. Rather, they started attacking them. They stooped so low, they started attacking all the pilgrims. But nothing could stop Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mission. You know, purity was a force. Nothing could stop them. And they still went on. All the people sided with the Gaudiya mission. And police was called off. Right? Under the police protection, these pilgrims carried out the remaining part of Navadvip Parikrama, Gauramandal Parikrama. That time, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was asked, shall we file the case? You know, you should file the case on those hooligans who are doing all these things, right? But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, and that was like, you know, big news that time, that this all these things happened. So, that time, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur declined not to make any police case over it. Then asked why. He said, actually these hooligans and all these things, they have done a great service. How is that great service? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, how could, you know, if they have not done this, how could Gaudiya Mission, Gaudiya Math would have made headlines in so many newspapers in Kolkata and all over Bengal, right? So in one way, they have done service to us. They are spreading Gaudiya Mission. And that's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur excused them and didn't go over the... Later, they wanted to have a in a close proximity in Kolkata, right, they wanted to have a big temple. So Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur, as the mission was rapidly expanding, he laid a foundation for a major temple in a hub of Kolkata, and that was Bagh Bazar. So Bagh Bazar temple, and that was that was the time when Jagbandhu Bhakti Ranjan Prabhu, who came forward, Jagbandhu Prabhu, he didn't had a proper outlook towards the Vaishnavism because of all malpractices were going on in the name of Vaishnavism. That was, he was running away, but hearing from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, then he found a genuine devotee, a pure devotee, and that's how he became so attached. He had his own ink company, so he was the whole soul donor for this Bagh Bazar temple, and he took over the construction, not much caring about his ink company, but rather more he was taking interest, the more his company grew. And he took he went on building up and designing the all the fine aspects of temple, and he refused to compromise on any quality. He has to postpone so many times the opening's date of temple, but he didn't want to compromise. He was ever adding a new and new ornaments. Now how can the temple will be beautified more and more? And when the temple was opened, there was a long parade was arranged in Kolkata, right? It was and that parade was joined by so many classes of people. Several dignitaries of Kolkata, they joined this parade. 2 miles route was filled with the people, and all around in the balconies, and everyone was welcoming this parade. It attracted so many attentions, it made such a large headlines, so much so that the cinema theaters, local cinema theaters, they replayed this coverage for 7 to 9 days again and again. That was such a fame it carried. So the Gaudiya Math was under leadership of Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it was spreading, expanding it everywhere in India. It was not just now in Mayapur, Navadip, not just in Ultananga and Bagh Bazar, but Prayag, Varanasi, Delhi, Assam, Chennai, all over. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur visited even the extreme parts of North India, Kashmir and Rawalpindi, till the Chennai, Kanyakumari, to the Assam, northeastern states, and here to Dwarka. Right, all over he visited and he established this message of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So once a well-wisher asked Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, why are you establishing your mathas in a very crowded place, in a city places? Mathas and temples should be established something in the hilltop, a silent, calm place, closer to the nature, something like that, away from all the crowd. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, I am not a Bhajanandi. I have come to the cities so that all the people get their opportunity to hear Harikatha. Right? They should hear, and this training can be imparted to them. And that's why we are opening into more over to the cosmopolitan cities. So one time, when he was in Bombay, one Gujarati admirer, he came to the Saraswati Thakur and he said that I will like to sponsor or donate, and you can build a temple here into Vileparle. So that time Vileparle was far away from Bombay. It was considered as like another village. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he declined. He said no. So he said, because we want to have something which is closer, proximity to the large mass. So his matha was spreading so much that governor of Bengal, Sir John Anderson, he visited not Kolkata temple but the headquarter of Mayapur Gaudiya Mission, Gaudiya Mutt, Mayapur. That time, even to go to Mayapur now is not so easy. It's quite a it's quite a remote place, right? But that time it was all the more difficult. But governor had come, and that time Kolkata newspaper, Kolkata statements reported. They said that the success of activities of Gaudiya Mutt is testified by the visit of ruler of province to Sri Chaitanya Mutt in Mayapur, right? And that made such a wonderful headline, and the mutt and the influence of Gaudiya Mutt was spreading all over. But all the way, when everything was going and spreading so much, but Saraswati Thakur, he always kept basics very clear. So he used to say, if there is no energy in a powerhouse, then how can the thousands of bulbs will be illuminated? That means, without purity and sincerity, there is no use of big institutions and many followers. He was instructing to his disciples to always have our foundation should be our basics, right? Based upon purity, our sadhana standards and sincerity. Though he was very strict, but he was a very mrudu like a butter, soft like a butter. So it so happened that one of these manager, he wanted to carry out a shraddha for his mother. So he was carrying out with a smartha vidhi and kept aside the Vaishnav vidhi. When the news reached, everyone objected, and Bhaktisiddhanta also commented that this means he is a manager in such a position, it means a downfall of our mission. But later again when he was told about this manager, he said, but if he is still willing to do service, why should we reject him? If he is willing to do the service, devotional service, why he is carrying out devotion, why should we reject him, right? So he overlooked the personal faults of anyone, but kept alive their spiritual inclination. The spiritual within he always fanned. So whoever used to approach him, he always used to fold his hand and he used to say, Dasosmi. Even if it is a guest, even if it is a dignified, or even if he is a, you know, any of his disciple, but he used to always address them as a Prabhu, master. And he was always in the mood that I am a Dasosmi, I am a servant. In that mood he served and he led the mission. So one time, so he always used to make sure that any guest who is coming, he will be well received. And he was received even if he knows the way, but he was taken from railway stations till the mutt. So one time, one guest arrived very late in the night. So that time, he inquired that, is there any prasad, mahaprasad? So he got the answer that there is no leftover. So Bhaktisiddhanta says Thakur, he overheard the conversation. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to chant in the corridors, in the veranda. Late night he used to chant. No, it was not his rounds were pending. But he used to chant. He was always busy, he was always occupied. So when he overheard this, he asked that, please make sure that he gets a Mahaprasad. If there is no prasad left, then at least cook for him, prepare something, or get at least flat rice for him. Right? That's how he was, always soft like a heart. He wanted everyone. He was caring for everyone. He was not only concerned with the humans. One time he was going, he was traveling on the horse cart, and this driver was repeatedly beating the horses. Bhaktisiddhanta strongly objected over it. And he said, not to repeat again, don't trouble this living entity so much. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was a personified of utility as a principle. You know, he used that time, he was using the motor car that was not known so much, but he was using motor cars. He had a in his reception area, he had a western style of furniture. He used to meet with the kings, governors, high ranking officials. He had a printing press. Printing press was quite an innovation that time. No one had a printing press. He used to travel by the trains, you know, he employed all the technological marvels in service of Krishna, utilizing everything in service of Krishna. So once sometime, someone actually asked him, approached him, "Can you show me God?" To that, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, "Don't try to see God, but try to act in such a way that He will want to see you." Right? Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, one time, he was not wearing a spectacles. And so, accompanying disciple, he said that probably you will not be able to see it properly, the Diti Darshan. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, "That is not a matter that I want to see the deities. I should meditate upon how can we become worthy object of Lord's vision. That is a matter." So, once he was in a Jagannath Puri, and you know, in Jagannath Puri, as you enter the Jagannath temple, there is a Garuda Stambha. And then Garuda Stambha, you go forward, and ahead, lot much ahead, is the altar of Lord Jagannath Ji. So, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was staying back near to the Garuda Stambha, and from there he was taking darshan. Disciples were making a way for him to go ahead. But he remained at Garuda Stambha, and later he said that Lord Jagannath, he will surely see his dear devotee, that is Garudji. He will surely is going to see Garudji. When Lord sees Garudji, then he may glance somebody close by. Somebody is standing close by him. So that's why I'm standing here, so that the Lord can glance upon me. That was his humility. That was his way of his taking darshan of deities. One time somebody said that, you know, we have seen Krishna. Somebody came and he said that, "I saw Krishna on the riverside." Bhakti Siddhanta says, Thakur said, "Okay, you saw Krishna on the riverside, but are you seeing Maya now? Material elements, are you seeing the material illusion?" He is, "If yes, then that means you have not had a darshan of Krishna. If you had a darshan of Krishna, then Maya is ceased to exist for you." Right? You have not seen Krishna. That was Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. It is so somebody, one of his preacher, when he came back, he was very discouraged that no one had turned up for the lectures. Not many had turned up. So Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, "You know, don't worry. If there is no one turning up, then you speak to the walls." Right? That's how our will be purified, and this message will anyway spread over. So he was so particular about spreading this mission. So he used to these Mathavasis, he used to order them, "Okay, today, right now, you have to leave and go to this and this place. You have to catch the train and you have to leave." So he said that, but give me a day at least to pack my luggage. He said, "You go now. Your luggage, we'll send it later. You go now." That was, preaching mission he wanted to imbibe. He was very careful about, any faults anyone making. So one time, there was one Kirtaniya who had come, a professional Kirtaniya, and he started singing some song, and he said, his composition, that word said, Bhuvana Mohini Radhe. So that means, enchanter of the world, Srimati Radharani. Immediately, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur stopped him and said, "That is not the right way. It should have been Bhuvana Mohana Mana Mohini Radhe. That means, enchanter of this world is Krishna. and who can enchant Krishna is Srimati Radharani. Right? So he corrected all such discrepancies, because people in most of times emotionally or sentimentally they go in a different platform, but he was always upholding the Siddhanta. He corrected them. So one time somebody was saying that, you know, sing that bhajan, sing some favorite bhajan, you know. So Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur overheard that and said, why you want to hear that particular bhajan? Do you want to enjoy by that bhajan? Krishna should be enjoyed by that bhajan, right? Why that particular bhajan? Rather, why not that bhajan, Dushtaman, Ami Kishere Vaishnav? Why not that bhajan, Gopinath, Mama Nivedana Shuno? So, why not this bhajan? And why that those particular bhajans? So, he pointed out exactly the tendencies of his disciples. So, one time, there was a mango thief. There was a Muslim man, they entered into the Mayapur Math, Sri Chaitanya Math, and they stole a whole one basket of mangoes. So, there was one Prabhu, Vinod Prabhu, who caught them and caught those thief, and he punished them for, stealing those mangoes. When Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur heard that, he said, why did you punish them? You are an offender. They came for looking after some prasad, right? So give them prasad. So he asked them to carry the 10 such a mango baskets and distribute in all that area. That was such a magnanimity of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In the later days, in his winding up pastimes, in 1935, he was accompanied to Vrajamandal Parikrama along with 200-300 devotees on Vrajamandal Parikrama. So that time, there was a famous photograph of Bhakti Siddhanta. There was so many tents were there, so many elephants and so many devotees all around. And they were halting at Radhakund. And during that parikrama, during the Kartik Yatra, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada met to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he had his final instruction. Right? And from there, Srila Prabhupada carried that instruction, and later then it fructified into ISKCON. So in later days, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he spoke, there is a need to preach. And that time he said, one cannot make a Vaishnava. All living beings are intrinsically Vaishnavas. They just have to realize it. And we can help them to realize that they are Vaishnavas. He strongly spoke against Nirjan Bhajan. And instead he said, you should go out. You should not do just a Nirjan Bhajan somewhere in a calm and hilltop and somewhere in some cave. But you should go out in the world and you should knock every door. At least once every door should be knocked and should be given this message of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. During his last days, specifically on December 24th, when he heard there was no kirtan and no lectures, sound was coming. Then he immediately called upon the devotees and said that, why there is, I am not hearing anything, right? Please start. And he resumed all that. He was so much anxious during his last days also that the spiritual, he was so much anxious about the well-being of his spiritual condition of his disciples. On 31st December, he asked B.R. Sridhar Maharaj to chant Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. And we started singing. So somebody directed that he should not sing some other famous kirtaniya. Pranavananda Prabhu, he can sing. He can sing because he was a very leading kirtaniya. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he objected. He said, he is not concerned with any melody. Let Bhakti Rakshak Siddhar Swami Maharaj sing that. his final message before departing was all of you to his disciples. He said, all of you present or absent, accept my blessings. Remember that our sole duty and dharma is to propagate service to Lord and his devotees. Remember that our sole duty and dharma is to propagate service to the Lord and his devotees. And the 1st of January at morning 5:30, he left this world. News of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's departure was broadcasted on all India radio stations. Official day of mourning was observed in the province of Bengal. Right? So much was his fame and so much the Gaudiya mission was spreading all over. Srila Prabhupada carried forward that torch, right? And he also printed so many books. He also spread this mission ISKCON worldwide. Now what we have is a December marathon, right? And December marathon is an opportunity for all of us to take part into such a glorious legacy, right? We can do whatever the little part we can do, you know, to this glorious mission of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, of His Divine Guest, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and do our small part, like the, you had seen many banners all around in the temple, you know, requesting that please distribute these books, right? At least, the slogan says, Mahine ka paanch, right? At least, we start and knock at least few doors and distribute these books, right? So, I thank you very much. So, before Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.